Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
If you are into comics, there's a new controversy that has arisen from a recent release from DC Comics that features Jesus Christ. Now, you might argue that there are all sorts of platforms that might raise the awareness about Jesus, but it appears that the creators have nothing true or correct in their presentation of Jesus. In fact, Jesus is presented as a sidekick to an all-powerful superhero. Sounds like it could be the opposite way around. But critics of the comic are calling it outrageous. They're calling it blasphemous. Young Christian commentator Caleb Stephen looks after digital platforms and communications at Family Voice Australia. He has his own thoughts on the DC comics. And a special welcome back to 2020 to you, Caleb Stephen.
Thanks for having me once again, Neil.
Caleb, let's start with the idea that it perhaps is not appropriate at all to depict Jesus as part of a fictional comic series. What are your thoughts on even using Jesus in this way?
Oh, absolutely. I agree there. And I think, you know, if we're going to talk about Jesus, it's got to be in, you know, a respectful and reverent way, the way in which he deserves to be talked about. And that's not what happened with this comic series that's just been released. So, you know, I like to think we wouldn't, in our society, we wouldn't poke fun at, you know, Muhammad or Buddha or any other religious figure in history. And of course, we know that Jesus is, you know, above all these other, you know, leaders of these different religions that have popped up around the planet over the last, you know, millennium. And, you know, he is the Son of God. And what's happened in this comic series is that he's been depicted, and I quote here, it says, God was so upset with Jesus' performance the first time he came to earth since he was arrested so soon and crucified shortly after that he has kept him locked up since then. Now, as we know, that has nothing to do with the biblical story of Christ coming down to earth in human form and taking upon himself the sins of each one of us and actually shedding his blood on the cross so that we might have remission of sins. And that's the great, you know, story of redemption there, as we know. And so the comic series is actually doing an injustice and you know, an absolute mockery of the real story of what Jesus did when he came down to earth. You know, God was not upset with Jesus' performance at all. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, hear his message. And that's what the message was when he came down to earth, the message of redemption, a message of life, a message of hope. And, you know, I'm sure God would be really upset, you know, to see, you know, human beings just reducing that message, you know, into a absolute mockery, something that's, you know, taken upon lightly and, you know, basically dragged through the mud here.
Let's dwell on this for just a moment, because an interesting point to bring out when we talk about Jesus being presented as a failure. When you say those words, God was so upset with Jesus' performance the first time that he came to earth since he was arrested so soon and crucified shortly after that he has been kept locked up since then. There is a sense here, isn't there, which for Christians who know a little bit about the Bible, that is so absurd to be able to say that, because the opposite is true, that in what was an apparent defeat, or the hanging on a cross, the crucifixion, this was in fact the greatest victory of all. So I wonder whether, even in this depiction, it might even spark conversations about what is the meaning and the theology behind Jesus and his death on the cross crucified. What are your thoughts, Caleb?
Well, absolutely. Obviously, it's, you know, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are the two most single important events that I believe have ever happened in the history of the world. I'm sure many Christians agree with me on that. And like you said, to reduce that to, you know, something so small, so significant, and an absolute failure of, you know, a step down to earth and, you know, where Christ took upon himself the form of a man and actually died on the cross for each one of our sins and shed his blood in that process, and to, you know, reduce it to something so insignificant and, you know, so and such a failure, that's just, you know, doing such an injustice to the work, an amazing work of, you know, God and what the Lord has actually done for us there. And, you know, I think, you know, that message that Christ, you know, has communicated to the world and wants us as Christians to communicate to the world, you know, that message of redemption, that message of life and that message of hope has the power to change each one of our lives. It's not an insignificant thing. It's not a thing, you know, where, you know, Christ, you know, failed to perform and that's why he was punished. None of that happened. It was God sent his son to this earth for a reason, and that reason was because of us, you and me, and all our people listening out there. And, you know, if you do not have that assurance of eternal life, if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Saviour, if you've never, you know, confessed your sins and said, you know, God, I'm sorry for the sins that I've done in my life, and, you know, I want to accept you as Lord of my life, accept you as Saviour of my life, then I think right now is a perfect opportunity for you to, you know, lower yourself, to humble yourself, and to take upon this challenge, to challenge yourself, you know, am I right with God? Where am I at in my stand with God? You know, God is bigger than everything in this world. He's bigger than you. He's bigger than all the thoughts and dreams and hopes and aspirations that you have. He's bigger than, you know, the marketing strategies of man. He's bigger than, you know, the ideas that these comic series people have even. And he wants to have that personal relationship with you, and he wants to dwell in your heart. And so why not today, you know, accept him into your heart, confess your sins, and, you know, just pray a very simple prayer. You know, accept Christ into your heart, acknowledge him as Lord of your life, and then, you know, seek to do the will of God in your life by living a life that's pleasing to him, and, you know, be a part of a church and all the rest of it. And, you know, you can find more information, I'm sure, on the Vision Radio website about that.
That's for sure. And a good time to reflect on surrender and sacrifice and an act of love. And based on those Old Testament understandings that we might have about sacrifice, about the remission of sins, and of course the resurrection of Jesus, which really turned around what looked for some to be defeat and turned it into the ultimate victory over death and hell. Let's just focus for a moment here, Caleb, because sometimes I think Christians take these sorts of things perhaps a little too lightly. We might remember some years back the attacks on the French cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo, and they reprinted a controversial cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad. Now, their offices were destroyed by a petrol bomb attack, and there was about 12 people killed. We don't tend to respond in a violent way, but there are others around the world that if you insult their prophet, then they would respond very violently.
Yeah, and so as Christians, you know, obviously we do not return hate with hate, and we certainly don't return violence with violence, and we are all aware of, you know, Christ's commands in that area. But, you know, it must be said that we shouldn't, as Christians, we shouldn't take something like this lightly. We should not accept blasphemous content about our Lord and Saviour to be publicised in such a, you know, broad manner. So, you know, this DC Comics is a very widely produced, widely distributed comic series, and, you know, a lot of it will end up in the hands of lots of children, lots of teens, even adults perhaps. And so the spread of that message is very, very broad. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, nobody would be appreciative if Muhammad or Buddha or, you know, some other religious figure were to be ridiculed in such a manner. And, you know, we can't accept any of this happening. So over in the US, there's actually a petition that's going, and as of this episode, we have 163,938 people showing us signed on this petition. And so, you know, this is one way Christians can, you know, make their voices heard and perhaps instigate some positive change, so that we're actually standing up for the name of Christ rather than just simply standing by and letting his name be dragged through the mud. And, you know, that goes even for us, you know, as Christians. We need to watch the way we speak in public. We need to watch in the way watch the way we act as Christians, the way we talk, the way we dress, the music that we listen to, and just our general behaviour and our way of life, so that we are actually upholding a standard that Christ would be proud of, that, you know, the name of Jesus would be uplifted and not, you know, demeaned or mocked or ridiculed and, you know, just generally dragged through the mud. So, You know, that's a very big challenge, a big cross for us as Christians to bear, and we all need to, you know, rise to that challenge. We all need to take ownership of that, and we all need to, you know, see our sense of responsibility in that area to, you know, be an ambassador, a good ambassador for Christ.
Well, there is that international online petition, and listeners might like to Google Citizen Go to be able to access the little bit of an article about the DC Comics, and to be able to sign that international position, Citizen Go. And as we just wrap up this part of the conversation here, Caleb, I mean, is this a new low, ridiculing Jesus for the sake of selling comic books? What are your thoughts about an Australian Christian response to DC Comics? Any thoughts?
Well, this is certainly not the first time this has happened in the area of marketing and, you know, just using mockery of Christianity to sell a series, be that comics, be that even a musical performance. Going back a few years ago, actually, in the Fringe Festival here in Adelaide, there was a show called Come Heckle Christ. So, you know, that was one example out of a few others, I'm sure, that I can't seem to bring to mind right now. But, we really need to be on top of this, and we need to hold people who are trying to, you know, set up these things and publish mockery of Jesus and hold them to account.
We can be very comforted by the fact that Jesus has a thick skin, and it's not the first time that he has suffered insult. But there is also this standard by which we as followers of Christ live by, where we don't want to see the name of our Lord and Saviour dragged through mud. Young Christian commentator Caleb Stephen has been our guest. He looks after digital platforms and communications at Family Voice Australia. Let me give you the Family Voice website, familyvoice.org.au. Caleb Stephen, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts about this issue with us today on 2020.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me once again.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.